Hey, podcast family. It's Brad Chandler, your host of X with Q. And I just want to welcome you to this week's episode. It's actually part three of a series we've been doing on excellence. And so if you missed the first two episodes, I want to encourage you to go back, check out the show notes, and check out those two episodes, A Lifestyle of Excellence and Excellence is in the Details. Now, we've been talking about really 10 principles, 10 key principles as it pertains to excellence. And I just want to recap them here before we jump into the episode today. The first is that we have to value excellence. It has to be a value. It's part, whether it's in our organizations, whether it's in our lives, that we value it. The second is it's really an issue of integrity. It's possessing integrity and seeing excellence in both reality and perception, that if people simply see your accomplishments, but they don't believe that you have any integrity or character, it actually diminishes that accomplishment. And so it's possessing integrity. The third thing is developing a deep commitment to excellence. You know, we've actually talked about even commitment, even in the recent Tom Brady episode that we did, which now he's unretired. And so here we go, maybe another Super Bowl. But just this deep commitment to excellence, that really the concept of the word mediocre comes from mountain climbers. It literally means middle of the rock, but excellence is this picture of climbers who are going to go all the way to the top. The fourth thing is to not settle for average. And so excellence can be attained when you just decide, I'm not going to settle for average. Fifth thing is to don't just fix things up temporarily, but make things right. Number six, never stop improving. Number seven, going the second mile. Number eight, always giving 110%. Number nine, which really last week's episode focused in on this, to pay attention to the details. And there's the old phrase that the devil is in the details, and often the difference between mediocrity and excellence is the details. And then lastly, to devote yourself to what you do best, to focus what only you can do. Leaders can do anything, but they can't do everything. And so we're going to finish this series up about excellence, but I wanted to read you this quote as well from Dr. Jay Straggs, our friends over at Student Leadership University. I love this. Excellence is the first word added to the vocabulary of an aspiring leader, a comprehensive principle carried through to every role of life, family, student, leader, or attender. The onslaught of noise in the culture attempts to drown us in mediocrity, but we can rise above by choice. Thoughts produce the quality of our decisions. Therefore, excellence must begin in the mind. If the measure of excellence is that my every word and deed will present glory to the name of God, then I will think differently about my time and efforts. This is our privilege. Incredible quote. And I think you're going to enjoy the rest of this episode as well. I want to remind you too, hey, make sure that you leave a rating and review. It's super easy. Just in that Apple Podcast app, you can just tap below to leave a review. It helps the podcast out a lot. It helps us get this content out in front of more people so that we can help more leaders and develop healthy leaders. All right. Hey, that's enough of me. I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Is there a line between excellence and perfectionism?
I think so, because I think perfectionism, by sheer definition, is trying to reach a level that is actually unattainable. It's actually unattainable. Perfectionism, by definition, is you're trying to be perfect, which we all know we're not. And we're not. And when we transfer details or we transfer assignments to people we already know, people are only going to achieve about 80% of what you want them to. And what studies have shown before is that 20% is negligible. So 20% of any task is negligible and it won't make a difference either or. But perfectionism has an unrealistic level of attainment. And that's why perfection people are obsessed people. Perfectionist people are not happy people, because you're trying to do something that's not realistic. Whereas excellence is, no, it's achievable. Let's just ask ourselves why we didn't achieve it this time. Mm-hmm. Or we slow down and we say, no, we can get to excellence. We just have to think through the details, because it's in the details that we face problems, and then you can get to excellence. So right. There's a big difference.
And I think, you know, in a tweaking culture and in an excellent culture, a good line that I've heard you say many times is, did we make it better or did we make it
different. Oh man, we use that so many times. We use that phrase so much at our organization, because sometimes we just do it because we want to change it.
Right.
But we didn't really make it better. Mm-hmm. We just made it different. And so where you find and what side you fall on is in the details.
Yes.
We're making it better. Why? And if you can't answer the reason why we made it better, then all you did was make it different.
Right.
You want it better, not just different.
Can you achieve excellence without extravagance or opulence?
Well, the whole idea is, if you go by the definition, like we've said, to rise above, where we get the definition of excellence, and then just taking the mediocre thing, mediocre means halfway up the mountain, we just did it halfway. Well, halfway knows it's measured against the whole. You know it's half because it's measured against the whole. So you know you could have gone all the way up the mountain, you just chose to stay halfway. So opulence is you just went over the top, but I don't know you went over the top. I don't know if it was really more excellent. I just think you went over the top and it was crazy and it was good. Like, you know, you're at home and you have people over your house and you cook them steaks. But you didn't cook them just steaks. You cooked them steaks that you flew in from Australia from a cow that got slaughtered 27 hours before. It's a little opulent. I don't know how different it was. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more excellent it was. Mm-hmm. Opulence tends to be to shine more light on the person doing it than actually on what you want to provide for other people.
Like the experience.
Right. So in other words, it really just shows, it really puffs you up.
Yeah.
Being opulent almost makes wow, they went over the top. They went nuts. They did this. So it almost shines more light on you than the experience.
Yeah, that's interesting. I love that. So how do you do excellence on a budget?
Yeah. Do the best with what you have. Do the best with what you have. Because remember, if mediocre is halfway up the mountain, that half is measured against the whole. Well, the whole is you only have $10 to take your wife out on a special night. Mm. You don't go and borrow $100. What you do is go, what can I do best for this $10? And I always adhere to the father of invention is necessity. I need to make this night special. All I got is $10. You're going to have the most creative mind you've ever had, because you have to be creative with wherever you're going. I'm just going to drive somewhere. We're going to take a drive and I'm play our favorite song. Didn't cost you anything. $3 for gas, whatever it is, it's going to cost. So do the best with what you have and you'll achieve excellence.
I love that. So I mean, with that in mind, how does excellence need to be applied beyond the workplace?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, overall DNA, you just have to be an excellent person across the board. But then I think it's devotion. Mm. You have to have a level of devotion to yourself, to what you do best. Mm. So it's not only just a level of devotion to lead and be excellent. I got all that. We covered it. But also I think it's an internal thing to where you devote yourself to what do you do best? Mm. See, because the whole idea is leaders can do anything, but they can't do everything. They can do anything, but they can't do everything. So if you're going to lead with excellence, you'll need to identify and focus on what you do best.
Yeah.
You know, your organization can't meet every need under the sun. Mm-hmm. So that's why leaders, healthy leaders, are always saying, I can do anything. We have that kind of machismo, but we also are realistic.
Yeah.
So we're not perfectionists, but mm-hmm. we're realistic in a sense of, but I know I can't do everything. So what is that? So I always say, find your strength and give it your best attention.
100%.
You know, that's the idea.
110%.
110%.
Yeah, I love that. So ton of great content here. You know, these really keys to excellence. We're going to put, there's 10 of these things that we mentioned today. We'll put them all on the show notes because we know it's a lot to take in just for you to be able to read, take notes, you know, jot it down on your phone. So it'd be right in front of you if you can remember it. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Listen, take what you have and do the best with what you have. Don't go halfway up the mountain. Go to the top.
Love it. Come on. Thank you so much, Pastor Q.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.